the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Thank you very much. This is a series that we're following through, week five we're on now, about the letter to James, and it's called Living Faith. And I want you to listen really carefully to that, because there's a play on words with that title. We have a faith that is living because we have a faith that is based on a living relationship with God. Isn't that true? Yes or no? Yeah. So, it's interesting, on your reflection, I've been listening to a podcast today, this morning walking in, which is about turning towards an understanding of faith as being more like a living relationship with God. I long for that. That's what I want in the middle of my heart. But it also talks about the fact that we have to live faith. It's something to be lived out. And living faith involves making choices. You've made choices this morning. Hands up who's made a choice about having breakfast this morning. Very good. Hands up who chose to have Weetabix. A few people here. Hands up who chose to have Hoops. Hands up who chose to have Cocoa Pops. No one. If you're on camp, there is a huge leaning towards Cocoa Pops in the breakfast choice, it has to be said. So that's what we're talking about, faith chooses this morning. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this, because the choice is a very particular one. This is a picture of a mixing desk. There's one up there where Pete's standing. And on it are lots of different channels, and they control all the noise that's happening in the service. Sometimes Pete will fade one up, and sometimes he'd pull me down. Kindly, he's letting me speak at the moment. At any point, he could cut me off if he wanted to. Now, what's really important of this is I want you to imagine your life like a mixing desk, and there are lots of channels on it. So what are the channels on your life? There might be your work. There might be playing football. There might be exercise. There might be your friendships. There might be your family as you go along that. And sometimes people think that your faith is one of the channels on your life which you choose to fade up from time to time and bring down at other times. Sunday, better bring the faith one up, bring it back down. House group, fade up, bring it back down again as we go along. Oh, I better pray this morning before I leave the house. Quick, up, down. We're doing it. But I want to suggest to you that the choice that God wants us to make is different to this. You see, our life is not about us deciding what the best mix in our life is. It's something else. What James talks about rather more is the choice we have is who controls the mix in your life. Who is the person who's making sure that everything is in balance? Now, you might decide, I do that. Of course I do. I make my choices for myself. I choose things very up. But becoming a Christian is about handing the mixing desk to God and saying that faith is going to operate in all the channels of your life, not just one of them. In fact, the whole point of life is for us to be tuned to play his song to his glory. And his song sounds like Jesus Christ. And that's what we're following. And that basically is what James was talking about. James writes to the church and he says, we've got problems in the church. Everyone's arguing the whole time. Maybe not fierce arguments, but there's a lot of muttering and disagreeing going on and tutting. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motivators are all wrong. You only want what will give you pleasure. Our big choice governs our small choices. Who we decide is in charge of the tune that we're playing affects all the choices we make wherever we go and leads to arguments or not arguments. Surely as church, we should all be submitting to Jesus and wanting to play his song, recognizing that each of us plays different parts and relying on each other as we go along. So this is what James expresses the choice as. You either follow God, he's the person in charge of the sound desk, or you follow the world. You have two different things. You're either for God or you're against him. You can't serve two different sound mixers because your tune will sound all confused and nobody will like it very much. Now, before we go on, I did want to talk about this world, the world. It's a bit tricky, this, isn't it? You either choose God or you choose the world. Now, I've got a little friend who's going to help me on... Oh, hold on. That's not even in my slides, that one. That's very interesting. Okay, let's do this one. I want to ask the question of what is the world? Now, if you've read Alice in Wonderland, Humpty Dumpty says something very interesting when he's talking to Alice. He says, when I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. In other words, if you really want to understand what somebody's meaning, you need to understand what they're meaning when they're writing. So what does James mean when he writes about the world that you have to hate? Does he mean this? I hate Exeter. I hate everything about it. I hate this world. I hate the sunrise. I hate the sunset. I hate nature because I love God. Is that what he means? Does it mean everything that's part of the world? I hate music. I hate football. I hate food. I hate friendships. I hate anything that's good for this, but I love God. No, of course not. Of course it doesn't mean that. But what it means is something more like this, the world. It means loving that thing which makes you the center of the world. Loving those things which make everything in the world the biggest meaning of all, rather than seeing God behind everything. If you make all those things the thing that you love, then it's really hard to serve God. It's like making God only one of the channels on your mixing desk when it's all his as you go along. So this is really, really important. How do we choose God and not the world? It's a really practical question. What do we have to do? Well, James uses a variety of words for this. He uses the word submit. He uses the word trust. He uses the word come to me. And he uses the word humble yourself. So here's a question. When is a low bar a high bar? Because I think it is a low bar to come to Jesus. The reason it's a high bar, a difficult thing, is because to come to Jesus, you don't have to go over the bar, you have to go under it. So at camp I'm going to use a camp illustration. It's in my head at the moment. Sorry about this. I wanted one night to give an illustration. Can somebody come up? Somebody prepared to come up and help me? I don't mind who. It can be an adult if you're scared. Don't worry, I'm going to carry on without. We were halfway through the week, and I wanted to say to the kids, if you want to follow God, then I want to give you something to do. And I said, this is what you need to do. The first thing you need to do is you need to get on your knees. And I said, you do this because you submit yourself before God, because you're saying that you are more important than me. This is the way. And once you've done this and got on your knees and said sorry, Andrew, can you come up? You get up on one knee. Now, I say you get up on one knee because this reminds me of how knights are made become knights. But for Christians, this is a prayer. And the prayer is, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Would you just pray for me? Amen. Thank you. And once you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, then God says, stand up. Stand up as a different person who's humbled themselves before God, who's been filled with the Holy Spirit to walk out. You don't do this once, you do it regularly. Thank you, Andrew. You do it regularly. How is a high bar a low bar? Well, or a low bar a high bar? Because you have to humble yourselves. There is no way around it. You have to get on your knees before God. That's what James is saying. Your choice is not about you saying, look at me, I'm in charge. I'm sorting out my own life. It is humbling yourself before God and letting him sort out the things, the balance of your life. The Message puts it like this. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. It's a great phrase, isn't it? Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way that you'll get on your feet. And I just wanted to close by saying that the reason we do this as well is because Jesus did it before us. Can you read these words with me? You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. What did Jesus do? He went under the low bar. Even though he could have stood tall, he submitted to God. And by doing that, he showed us the way in which we want to live as followers of him. as well. If we do this, it will change you. It will change our church. It will change your small group. It will change your youth group. It will change your school. It will change your workplace. It will change the world. This is true. So, living faith chooses. It's a choice to live a life that's directed by God's Spirit. Have you made that choice today? It's a choice to have your life mixed by the Master Spirit. Have you chosen for him to set the levels today? It's a choice to sing the song of Jesus Christ. Is that the song you're singing today? It's a choice to live to the glory of God. And it's a choice that we make to do together. And that's what James is talking about as we go along. We're going to carry on by singing now as we think about that. Thank you, Peter.